Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Word made flesh, our life and our salvation. Trusting in the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior, let us confess our sin. God of life, hear the good news. We are children of God and heirs of God's promises through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus, you are forgiven and redeemed. Sing with joy, for all the ends of the earth shall know the salvation of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature and yet more wonderfully restored it. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of the one who came to share our humanity, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. The word of the Lord. We are going to read the psalm. Congregation, please read the bold print. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars. Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded, and they were created.
Commanding to stand fast forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and nails, snow and fog, tempestuous wind, doing battle too.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven. A reading from Galatians. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow, to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue to wade into the Christmas season, and I know that the stores are already set up for Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day. And I'm sure many of us are never really quite sure what day it is between Christmas and New Year's. You probably know it's Sunday because you come to church on Sunday, right? Like it's been like perpetually Saturday for some of us. But as our attention shifts to a new year, and the climax of the Christmas story is past on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, as we're still in the midst of Christmas season, we're invited to reflect again on the truth of Christmas and who this good news is for. The story that we hear in Luke's gospel today is 40 days into Jesus' life. Some of you may know the exhaustion that comes with parenting a new infant. Mary and Joseph have been doing this amid travels. Travels in their time period too, right? They're going from Nazareth to Jerusalem to Bethlehem back to Jerusalem. It's only the beginning for them, but they surely must be exhausted. Yet Mary and Joseph encounter blessings in their poverty. They struggled to get to Bethlehem for the census, finding that there was no room for them in the inn, trying to be faithful, yet continued to run into obstacles. Their journey was not easy. In our society, too often we associate blessing with prosperity. But the Holy Family shows us that that couldn't be further from the truth. They cradle the Son of Righteousness in their arms amid this adversity. They take in the blessings and affirmations that encourage them to keep moving forward. As Simeon waits for the Messiah, he encounters this young family that can only afford turtle doves. In Leviticus chapter 12, verses 6 to 8, when the days of her purification are completed, whether for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring to the priest at the entrance of the tent of meeting a lamb in its first year for a burnt offering, and a pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. He shall offer it before the Lord and make atonement on her behalf. Then she shall be clean from her flow of blood. This is the law for her who bears a child, male or female. If she cannot afford a sheep, she shall take two turtle doves or two pigeons, one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement on her behalf, and she shall be clean. Right. We could play into a lot of the ironies there. Is she offering a lamb, right, when she's presenting Jesus? But Simeon sees this poor, struggling family that has in their care a child with a promise and a blessing for all people. Martin Luther said, God became small for us in Christ. He showed us his heart so our hearts might be one. Infants wield a kind of power. Muscular men with calloused hands become gentle as pillows when handed a baby. Potent people with gruff adopt a falsetto and a coo to an infant. God came down not to thrash evildoers or crush Romans, but as an infant to elicit love, to nurture tenderness. When we think about the universality of our faith, how have we failed to extend God's blessing that is for all people to all people? How have we lived in to this love and tenderness that the Christ child calls us to embody? Simeon waits his whole life. Anna is 84. This child that comes with a promise is for everyone. But sadly, I don't think we always include ministering to the elderly, so to speak, in particular, as exciting ministry. Or it's even affirmed by the institutional church as necessary. But if we're to ensure the promise and blessing of God in Christ is extended to everyone, that includes everyone. And people like Simeon and Anna in our day need to hear and receive the promise, the blessing. We do a good job ministering to the poor, but are we open to them blessing us? Like this poor holy family blesses other people as they cradle the Christ child in their arms? Do we just see them as those needing something from us and fail to see the Christ that they bear in the world, that they can share with us? When we miss that good news is for everyone, we become neglectful of who's included, of who we need to bless, and who can bless us. One of my pet peeves about youth ministry is that congregations do something that my seminary classmates pointed out to me. They gave me kind of verbiage and an image to articulate it. They called it, we could reduce youth ministry to what's called a Mickey Mouse ears. You know the Mickey Mouse ears? And you have the bulk of the hat is like the church. And like the two ears can be, one of the ears could be like youth ministry, where it's kind of segregated in its own silo and never part of the life of the whole community. We do that with a lot of things, not just youth ministry. But that's one of the critiques I have with youth ministry. It becomes its own thing, and we're not inviting them to be blessings to us and us to be blessings to the youth. And then we wonder why they find no value in community, because we've put them somewhere else constantly. Now, there's certainly value in having a particular cohort of people to fellowship and journey with, but if the good news is for all people, it's for all people. And we belong to a great cloud of witnesses where we grow and learn from one another. Because when we think about how tired and defeated Mary and Joseph could have felt in their journey, think about the affirmations along their way that moved them forward. Elizabeth encouraging Mary when she's 6 months pregnant. The shepherds coming to the manger and sharing what has been told to them. Simeon and Anna today in our gospel lesson. They all fit different demographics and abilities, but they intersect with the lives of Mary and Joseph to be reminders of how God's desire is for all people in this child. And they remind us how we're called to live in community and to remind one another of God's promise and blessing that continues to move us forward in our pilgrimage on earth. Can any of us do this alone? We're designed to live alone? To be alone? No. We need that community of faith, that great cloud of witnesses that reminds us of those promises when we're struggling the most, when we need to hear them the most. And then we need to remind others of those promises when they're struggling and need to hear it the most. And Simeon says the child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be opposed. People don't want to see us get along and come together and bless one another. There are people in the world who have always wanted to divide, to create a wedge, to not listen to one another, to not hear from each other's experiences and witnesses. But when they get in the way, their desires for the world to uphold the status quo of oppression, it will fall. And that sword that pierces Mary's soul too, I think it refers to her watching her son die on the cross. But we know what the cross does. Becomes an instrument of love, life, and unity. Where people from different backgrounds, different generations, from different times and spaces, can find family at the foot of the cross in Christ. There are those who continue to fight for us to be divided as a world and as a country, but they will fall. But our ambivalence to that division that's being provoked, it causes us to fail to see the good news that is for everyone and the good news that can be offered to us by those that we want to be wedged apart from. There are those that shun households and families that are configured differently by church and society, which is ironic because the Holy Family is a family that's configured differently, right? And our ambivalence to see that shunning going on in church and society is a failure to see that the good news is for everyone and how those families that are configured differently are blessings to us as well. Jesus is a light for all people, for all nations. And if we're calculating whether we have enough time or resources, if it fits into our bottom line, whether certain groups of people should receive God's blessing and promise, then we've missed the message. We rob ourselves of God's own blessing. In our lesson from Galatians, we see God's desire to include and adopt us all as God's own. We have new life, we have new freedom, and new blessings in this expansive family that we belong to in Christ. St. Augustine made the point that doing what I want to do is but little freedom. Christ divested himself of his inheritance to make others wealthy, joint heirs with him in obedience to God's will. This filial devotion, an act of radical freedom, exalts strangers and orphans and slaves to the status of family members. The rise and fall of many, this love of a child that goes all the way to the cross, and that cross becoming not just a symbol of new life and freedom, but it is also a sign in which God draws all people to himself, where strangers, orphans, and slaves become family members. That's the good news of Christmas that we rejoice in. A light to all people, to all nations, because Christ frees us from the things that we're enslaved to, and at the same time brings us together as this new unified family. For the Son is sent into the world, and the Spirit enables us to rejoice in this truth in our hearts. The truth that Mary and Joseph cradled in their arms is nurtured in our family of faith. Ministry shouldn't primarily function in cohorts living exclusively in silos, but coming together, affirming and blessing one another. In our community meal, I see children and adults serving together, right? Mentoring a new generation in what it means to follow the way of Jesus. And I'm sure those children are blessings to those who are the mentors. Youth enjoying fellowship with the elderly, learning from one another, witnessing to each other. Ministry where we meet on common ground, and it's beautiful when you see this. When you meet on common ground and you can't tell who is being served and who is serving. You ever do something in ministry and you're like I'm getting more out of this
than I thought. I thought I was going to be the person doing all this, and all of a sudden I'm receiving all this blessing, right?
That's beautiful. That's the kingdom that's breaking in. That's the common ground that Jesus invites us to live in, to be open to. That's the Christmas truth that Christ is a light to all nations, drawing us all together to be a blessing for the world. So Elizabeth, the shepherds, Simeon, and Anna, they all remind us of the great cloud of witness that encourages us when we are exhausted, when we are afraid, when we can't really hear the promise. And then they remind us that we are to be like them and encourage others along their way, to remind one another of God's enduring promise and eternal love. So may we truly receive the news that the good news of Christmas is for everyone. To see the Holy Family is an expanded family that we all belong to. It is the church. And to receive that encouragement from the great cloud of witnesses. For the blessing of this child, Jesus, is that we are children of God forever. And in life and in death, we belong to this God and this family forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, and Omega, He the source, the ending, He. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. Spirit conceiving, for the Savior of our race, and the Babe the world's Redeemer, first revealed His sacred face, evermore and ever. This is He whom seers in old time chanted of with one accord, whom the voices of the prophets promised in their faithful word. Now He shines the long expanse. let creation praise its Lord. Evermore and ever.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in God. Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and the world God loves. You inspire faith in our hearts and call us to rejoice with our whole selves at the salvation you bring. Make our churches places of belonging for all people in the fullness of their being. Raise up the gifts and the witness of people who are neurodivergent, living with disability, or bearing invisible illness. Hear us, O God. We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Michael, our presiding bishop pro tem, Adam, our pastor and conference dean, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Hear us, O God. Your praise is sung throughout creation in all times and seasons. As the new year turns, ground us in your changeless and sustaining love. Keep us attentive to the rhythms of the cosmos and inspire us to live in harmony with all the earth. Hear us, O God. Give hope and stamina to leaders who work tirelessly for the sake of the most vulnerable. We pray especially for organizations working on behalf of children, to provide basic needs, to protect from abuse and neglect, to address trauma, and to rescue from trafficking. Hear us, O God. Sustain all people who, like Simeon and Anna, have been waiting for salvation and wholeness, especially Charlie, Justin, Susie, Donna, John, Robert, Joellen, Pat, Dixon, Brent, Debbie, Candace, Cheryl, Phyllis, Dave, Chip, Theodore and family, Cheryl, Jean, Owen, Bill, Jessica and her twins, Wesley and Wyatt, Jim, Caitlin and twins, JP and Ellie, and our homebound. We pray especially for anyone living with cancer or chronic illness, all people who are in physical rehabilitation or addiction recovery, and those experiencing complications from long COVID. Hear us, O God. Let this community of faith be a joyful and welcome place for all ages and generations. Teach us to honor the wisdom of children, the inquisitiveness of youth, the thoughtfulness of adults, and the knowledge of elders. Hear us, O God. We give thanks for all the beloved who lived with expectation and departed this life in peace, especially Phyllis. Sustain us in joy until we join them around your throne. Hear us, O God.
Abide with us, O God, mercy, and receive our prayers according to your abundant grace. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We'll share with another sign of God's peace.
God with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then, through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy and wondrous God, long ago you spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways. And in these last days, you have spoken to us in your word made flesh, Jesus, who proclaimed your dream of peace. He gave himself for a weary world, accepting death so that we might live, and held our darkness deep within until through cross and grave and empty tomb, he set us free for love. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so we proclaim the mystery of faith. Recalling his death and resurrection and longing for his coming in glory, we offer you these gifts of bread and wine and our lives in thanks and praise. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts that they may be for us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we might be a people of grace and truth, bearing good news of joy in every season. And abiding, and bring us at the last with Mary and Joseph and all your saints to that vision of eternal splendor for which you have created us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let every heart receive their Savior. Amen. You may be seated. This time I'd like to invite forward those who are helping with the distribution of the sacrament or any children that are participating in children's church today. Distribution of the sacrament will be continuous. I'll be in the center aisle with the consecrated hosts. We'll have two stations for consecrated wine. If you desire grape juice, that will be on the lectern side. We'll do it by method of intinction. I'll give you the consecrated host and you'll dip it into the chalice of your choice, either consecrated wine or grape juice. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here and he offers himself to you. Do you know what to say? Say the every person that comes up, you say the blood of Christ shed for you. Are you okay? Do it. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. God, our Redeemer, you have fed us at this table with gifts of grace, truth, and life. As you have gathered us in joy, send us forth as messengers of your peace. Make us shine with the good news of your glory, born to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. May Christ, who by his incarnation has filled us with grace and truth, give you peace this Christmas and always. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.